talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Chris Christopherson with Sunday Morning Coming Down. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place a few weekends ago at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we're proud to announce the dates for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which will be happening on Saturday, April 25th. And tickets will be going on sale soon for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Listen up for more details on that. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Surfacing, and we'll be talking with Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. Also, woodworker Isaac Moyer with Isaac Moyer Woodworking. Connor Burnham with Closets by Design. And also Sean Berger with the Carolina Spa Company. Well, I did mention the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. We're finalizing the number of houses that we'll have on the tour. Right now, we've got five houses, and we're waiting to hear about one or two additional custom homes that will be on the tour. It's going to be fantastic. And once again, it's happening on Saturday, April 25th. Please reserve that date and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Surfacing, and they're located at 7645 South Rail Road in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now joining us is Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Julie?
I'm great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Julie, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Surfacing.
Palmetto Surfacing is an all-service surfacing company. We do countertops, we do vertical applications, and we also, which I want to talk to you about today, do quarry and shower bases, shower pans. So pretty much any surface that you have or need to cover, we can do it.
Gotcha. How long has Palmetto Surfacing been around?
20 plus years. Yes.
Interesting. That's about the same amount of time Charleston Home and Design Magazine has been around. And what I was thinking about before we started the interview was probably about 18 years ago, 19 years ago, we did a story on countertop choices. Mm-hmm. And engineered stone was kind of in its infancy at that point. engineered stone people may be more familiar by the name quartz, right?
Right.
Quartz countertops.
That is correct. Yes.
And Palmetto Surfacing, you folks have the exclusive contract with Cambria.
Correct.
Quartz. And what is it about Cambria Quartz? Because they've been around a long time.
They have, Tim. They have. And so kind of what separates them different from other quartz companies is not only are they U.S.-based, however, the family, the Davis family that owns Cambria, they have a quality assurance like no other. They own their own quartz mine. And so they're harvesting the purest, whitest quartz that is in the market, period. And so the colors, the tonality of all the designs that Cambria has launched, and by the way, they now have over 180.
Mm-hmm.
They launched 20 new for 2020, so that's coming. But when customers come in with tile and paint and cabinets and things like that that they're wanting to color match, Cambria hands down has the correct color tones that meet those needs.
Gotcha.
So they're a premier quartz, but for a reason, absolutely for a reason. They're 93% natural quartz out of the earth, so there's a lot of natural component to it. And your other 7% are your epoxies, your pigments, and colorants that give them the strength and durability.
Right. So engineered stone, aka quartz countertops, is actually made from natural stone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is an engineered product, you know, but again, it's 93% natural rock, natural quartz that's pure out of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
And I recall 18 years ago when we did that story on countertop choices, granite and marble reigned the day. They
absolutely.
They were the top choice. Corian before granite and marble was very, very popular. And if you... Maybe if you have a relative that maybe owns a house that maybe was built in the 80s, for example, they might have Corian countertops in their bathroom and kitchen, right?
Absolutely.
So that kind of went out of style.
Right. And so the quartz is definitely on the front runner of home decor.
Mm-hmm.
What customers are really wanting is an ease of a product. Again, they're getting that with the quartz product. You're getting some of the veining, some of the movement, some of the flow that you have in natural stone. However, you don't have the maintenance of that. So with marble, granite, quartzite, which we do carry, we carry natural stone and we do use those. But what we have found is the consumer is really more interested in something that when we install it, it's over. It's done. They really don't have a whole lot of maintenance.
That's what everyone wants.
That's
low
it.
Or no maintenance.
That's it.
And kitchens that had predominantly white countertops, they became very, very popular. You saw some interior designers that were even putting marble in their kitchen, which is a no-no, right, in the stone industry.
Here's what we say to that. Definitely we sell marble. So it is gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. But again, in a kitchen, you are going to be prone to etching, chipping, and staining.
It's a softer stone.
It is a very soft stone.
Perfect for the bathroom.
Perfect for a bathroom. Perfect for a backsplash. We're seeing a lot of full backsplash applications and customers mixing the two products. You know, you could do a quartz countertop, and then if you wanted to do a marble backsplash, that's completely fine.
And everyone wanted that marble look, and all of a sudden Cambria became super, super popular. Over the last 15 or so years, so many people, especially interior designers, and I say that because they're kind of, they're
the
on the lead.
The,
exactly.
Yes.
And so they recommended to their customers, try these quartz countertops because they have the look of marble,
correct,
but then they have the strength of stronger than even granite.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. So they can, you can get, the light, if you wanted to go in the gray and white family, that's completely fine. Look of marble, with a Cambria quartz, and literally warm soap and water will clean it up. And you do not have to worry about red wine, lemon, tomato sauce, anything of those products that are, you know, going to etch or stain it. That will not happen with the quartz.
And from a homeowner's point of view, they want the beautiful looking countertops with the lower no maintenance.
Exactly.
And that's where Cambria comes in. Yeah. And there, as you mentioned, there are other quartz brands out there besides Cambria, but what sets Cambria apart from those other?
The vastness of the line. Number one, they have over 180 designs. They do not retire those nor reformulate those. So that is really big for them. And product availability. So we do carry other lines. We carry a DuPont product that is a Corian quartz.
Oh, Corian's gotten into the quartz.
DuPont purchased the name Zodiac back in 2018 and kind of took that name off. So it's Corian quartz, and it's a pure quartz. It's fine. Again, it's just the product line itself and slab sizes. That's the biggie with Cambria is they have jumbo slabs. So they have slabs that are 132 inches from side to side, and front to back are 65. And we can yield on those about 63 front to back and 130 on length. Again, with you mentioned designers, architects are driving kind of the force in the industry of larger scale kitchens, larger islands, larger entertainment areas, and we can do those areas in the Cambria quartz, kind of looping back to that product without a seam. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the whole goal, is to pick something that either seams very well or eliminates that seam.
That was my next question. With Cambria, do you have the seam? And you know, for people who may not know what that means, what can you describe what a seam is?
Yes. So a seam would be, say, if you had a kitchen that was an L. We'll just use that one for example. Depending upon the runs of your perimeter, you may have to have a seam either in a corner or slightly out of the corner. So with the quartz product, we have the tooling to marry those two together, those two pieces essentially together, and all of the seam material is color matched to the product in which we're using. So you will see it. However, it's not going to stand out like it does in natural stone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get those that really stand out, but you don't have that in the quartz product.
Yeah, and you know, every now and then I look at our countertops and I notice the seam and I think, oh, they did a pretty good job of hiding the seam, but you still see the seam.
Correct. We don't want to paint the picture.
With marble or granite, you're going to see a seam.
Oh, you will definitely see the seam in natural stone. Again, God made those stones, you know, and we're trying to color match the best that we can.
Right. So. And ideally you want it to be seamless.
Correct.
And that's not just for good looks, but maybe for cleaning purposes.
Correct.
And things like that, right?
That is correct. And it's really, Tim, a great idea if you can, kind of when you're planning build or planning your remodel. You know, you could reach out to us and make an appointment and come in, and we are more than happy to sit down with you and discuss, you know, what applications would work best so you could avoid seam situations. And I'm speaking to that as far as like island size or your perimeter size. You know, if you could tweak some of those areas, then the seams you wouldn't have them.
Yeah,
so
that's a
nice knowledge
right.
to have on the front side of your project than to be surprised on the
That's a
back
good little
end.
Tip. Do you know offhand like how big an island needs to
Yes. So for an island, again, going back to the Cambria product, we could go 130.
130 inches.
So that's pretty substantial. And then front to back, you could go 63 inches front to back and have no seam whatsoever.
So you know, at some point you're doing your planning. If you knew that knowledge in advance, that could help you decide on the size of your your island.
Absolutely, and it could save you some money kind of on the front end of things from ordering cabinets. If you've already ordered cabinets and yet they're too large, then those have to be cut down and modified. Right. And you know, it runs into a lot of different things. So if you came to meet with us on the inception, that would be great.
And I mentioned Corian before. No disrespect to Corian. It's just, things come and go into style. And Corian was super popular way back when, and then it sort of went out of style. You still see Corian in a lot of commercial applications, doctor's offices, things like that. But it's coming back, right?
Absolutely. We spec Corian for a lot of secondary areas. Secondary bathrooms, and our huge seller is Corian shower pans and walls. We can create a shower pan from a Corian color, and Glacier White seems to be the most popular color since everybody's doing like the shiplap look or lights and whites and that kind of thing. And it is guaranteed leak proof. He's been doing these, like I said, over 20 plus years. Not one has ever leaked. So you could do that application on your shower floor and then couple it with a tile wall, or go back with a Corian wall, mm-hmm. and you don't have the grout lines. It's seamless. Mm-hmm. And we have been scoring the Corian walls. People like a shiplap look, a tile look, and we can score it appear like that. But again, no grout, no lines, no mold, no mildew, any of that. So super cool.
And I'm trying to think back to my days when I would do some writing for Charleston Home and Design magazine. Corian is considered a solid surface.
That is correct.
That's the type.
Acrylic.
Whereas Cambria is engineered stone. Corian is solid surface. And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you were to drop something very heavy onto Corian, it might chip, but it's a through body, so you're
correct.
Not going to see, it's not going to be a different color if you had an accident like that.
That is correct. It is. It's an acrylic product, so the color is completely through, mm-hmm. to your point, is completely through. So, and again, what's really unique about the Corian product is we can thermofoil it to any pattern, any configuration you want, whether it's a thick edge, a waterfall edge. Again, vertical applications. We've done recently some porthole windows out of it. Super cool applications. So it definitely has made a comeback, but in a way for bathroom, showers, and secondary areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julie, Palmetto Surfacing, you folks have got an amazing showroom. And can you kind of take us on a virtual tour of what people will experience? They walk in the door of Palmetto Surfacing, and what's going to happen?
Absolutely. They walk in the door and they're greeted by our reception area, and we have a selection area where designers are more than welcome. We encourage them to come make appointments. We have rooms that they can come and bring their client and make selections. So, but typically someone's greeted a walk-in customer, and we go to the selection area where we have the quartz samples. And we also have some Corian samples. We have a showroom that has different vignettes of kitchens so they can look at the different edge profiles that they're looking for. We try to gather that information before they leave to know. We offer 5 standard finished edges, so we show that. We have a kitchen island here in the showroom as well with different sink cutouts. We're offering sinks, faucets, and obviously countertops. So it's really kind of moved to a one-stop shop kind of thing for people. And then typically if they want to go in the back to look at natural stone, we can take them in the back where we have hundreds of natural stone in the back along with our quartz products that we receive weekly back in the back. And we can show them they're doing the fabrication in the back as well.
Yeah, Palmetto Surfacing's got an amazing showroom. It must be 4,000 or 5,000 square feet or
correct,
so.
Correct.
And then you've got this gigantic warehouse connected to the showroom right out back. You take customers back there?
We do. And again, if we kind of know you're coming, we'll also we have a crane operator that will move slabs all day long for you. It's a process that, especially if you're doing slab selection, we take the time, we move them around, we can place them in different areas so that you can see, you know, what your island's going to look like with your perimeter. So we're moving stone all day, every day in the back. Mm-hmm.
And how many slabs does Palmetto Surfacing keep on hand at any given time?
Probably close to, if I had to guess, Tim, I would say 500.
Wow.
It's a fair amount. It is a fair amount.
How do you, do customers ever come in here and they really, I'm sure some know what they want, but yes. Others, you need to kind of take them by the hand. How does that happen?
We start with product knowledge, and we are not here to persuade you either way. It's what you're comfortable with, what your budget allows, and kind of what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start in the selection area that I mentioned when you come into the front door. We would kind of go over and chat a little bit and get a feel for if you're wanting natural stone, quartz product, or Corian product.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, we would take a tour, basically, of the showroom, going over to kind of each little kitchen area vignette that we have set up and kind of going over, again, the product and what the needs are. And if those are not in your wheelhouse of what you're looking for, we can go in the back and look at natural stone. Hmm. Not a problem.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing?
They could find us on the web at palmettosurfacing.com, which would be great. And they can also, we're on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and of course, Facebook. And they could call the office. They could reach us here at 843-569-1131.
Excellent. Excellent. And the address here, again, once
is
again?
Is 7645 South Railroad. We're over in North Charleston.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Julie Clark with Palmetto Surfacing Incorporated. And thanks to Palmetto Surfacing for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show's VIP Home Show Party, which happened a few weekends ago. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Surfacing Incorporated. They're located at 7645 South Railroad in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Isaac Moyer with Moyer Woodworking. How you doing, Isaac?
I'm doing well. And yourself, Tim?
Good, good.
Good.
Isaac, take a moment and tell everybody about Moyer Woodworking.
Sure. I'm a custom woodworker, but that can go into so many different facets.
Mm-hmm.
So I do custom tables, dining room tables, coffee tables, end tables. Something we've noted on before, you asked about, is the root tables that I make. So people know me for that, but also I like to specialize in just anything custom.
Mm-hmm.
People have asked me for, like a carved small bird that they wanted to give as a symbolized gift for their significant other, and even just things like that. It's not a table, but that kind of woodworking, that could be anything that you could think of that you just don't know where to get it, and that's where you come to me and we can figure out exactly how to get that.
There you go.
Created.
We have architects who listen to this radio show, interior designers, custom builders, and homeowners, and so to those folks, I just want to say, please listen very carefully, because Isaac is somebody that you are going to want to know, and there might be some project that is going to call for something custom made out of wood, and Isaac is definitely the guy to call, because it's not like you want to just push one thing as far as what you're capable of doing. Someone could call Moyer Woodworking and say, can you do this for me? And
exactly.
and that's happened before, right?
Exactly. Before I moved down here back in Pennsylvania, someone had asked me, could you make me a king's crown? And they wanted it as a wedding proposal prop. So the ring was going to be on their hand. They were going to hold the king's crown over top of it, hiding it. When they'd lift it off, the ring would be there, playing on the king and queen,
mm-hmm.
kind of pet names they had for each other. So she asked me that, and I usually know right away, yes, I can make that. Exactly how I'm going to make it, I have to go back to the drawing board, and that's the part I enjoy looking at it and thinking, okay, how will we create this, or how will I create this? But, you know, by the end of it, it was a beautiful white oak crown. It had the boughs that went out to the top, was more spherical up to a kind of a point, inlaid malachite minerals on the sides and on the top to be, you know, gem-like, ruby-like, and she loved it.
Something tells me she didn't specify all those extras that you put in there.
No, she did not. So, and a lot of people do this. They see what I've done, and they'll say, I have this idea, but, you know, I don't exactly know what I'm looking for. I generally, in this case, I want a king's crown, but, of course, there are many different styles of that. And mm-hmm. But they trust me, and they, you know, they if I say, you know, I have a good idea, I think I have a good idea of what you're looking at here. They trust, and they say, listen, I see what you've done. I trust that you're going to do what you do, and mm-hmm. I'll be happy with that. And they are,
that's awesome.
It's fun to have that reign, that artistic
reign. Oh, yeah. Do you ever feel like maybe you were born in the wrong century?
You know, often, actually. When I'm around so often, one, I was born on a farm, so I grew up working with my hands, and just if you needed something made, you'd make it yourself. And even now, when I'm in the shop, I realize often I need a tool, something I need just for a specific application, so I'll make it in whatever way. And I'm sitting there and I'm figuring things out for the first time to me, and I'm thinking, boy, if I was 100 years ago, you know, I would do really well trying to figure this out, mm-hmm. or how is this done. And then course I have to build everything, and I'd make my own tools, and that would be the satisfaction of woodworking, just doing, you know, those kind of things for myself and around my own place. So
your last name would be Carpenter.
Yeah. Well, Moyer is quite a Pennsylvania Dutch uh-huh. farming name as well. So.
Right. Interesting. Well, at the Charleston Home and Design Show a few weekends ago, Moyer Woodworking had a display, and tell our listeners what you had on display and what you talked to homeowners about that weekend.
Sure. On display, I had a few coffee tables. I wanted to show a bit more diversity this time. And at the last home show, I had just my root tables there, which for those who need kind of a picture with that, it's hard to explain. Because when you say a root, most people picture a root that's still connected to a tree. It's perhaps the tree's down, the roots uprooted, mm-hmm. there's a mass of dirt and all that. But when you clean all that away, you really see almost like a tree branch structure just downward. And when that's out of the ground, if you flip that upside down, those kind of branches, if you will, now will support a piece of glass that I put on top. And it could be square or oval or rectangular, almost any shape really, and size. So this time I brought one of those. I also brought a table that was entirely a burl. Those who don't know burls, it's knots on trees, but it's spelled B-U-R-L. And if you want to see some beautiful wood, just type in anywhere online burls, and it'll give you the idea of that grain. It's amazing.
A lot of high-end cars have that burl wood.
Exactly, on the
dash.
Or
something that looks like burl wood.
Yeah, used to be mm-hmm. primarily.
Yeah, I saw a guy a few years ago. This was on Meeting Street in downtown Charleston. He had the power company was trimming trees, and so there was this tree that had been severely, it was pretty much going to die, and I saw him with his chainsaw, and he was cutting off one of those burls, which is, as you said, it's kind of like a big knot growing off of a tree, like a weird growth.
It's basically, a lot of things can cause it. Sometimes it's harm to the tree, where as that injury starts to heal itself, one of the cells mutates and just get an uncontrolled cell growth off the side that is no longer going up the grain with the rest of the tree. So it's a series of knots and knots on top of each other, and the grain is just swirling around itself. And with that, you get a swirling grain, but you also get these ripples that they call curly or figured wood, and it can have a 3D look to it. That's stunning. So
that's cool.
So I had to bring some of that to the home show.
And the root tables, people can maybe they have a favorite tree in their backyard. We've had a number of big storms the last few years, and it blows over or something like that. They can call Moyer Woodworking, and you can either make them a table out of that down tree, or come and remove the down tree and make a root table for a different customer.
And I will always, I always ask, implore people to call in if they have something like that. But I'll tell you right away, trees can often get too big to become tables. So I do always come out and I check it out to see if I can remove. But I only say that because I've had someone call me out after the home show, actually, that had one they wanted me to check out. And I can do something with some of it, but it was a quite large sweet gum tree, actually. And in the way it was in the backyard, I couldn't do too much with that. It was in a wet area and kind of behind the house where I couldn't get equipment anyway. Mm-hmm. But I always want to come out and check it out. And yes, often that is where I get my lumber from people that a lot of times they don't want something out of it themselves, which I have to say, I love the idea of someone, if they would have a tree come down that they cared about, sort of a commemoration to make something out of that table for them, custom for them. I love that idea. But mostly people do say, I just don't want to see it go to waste.
Yeah.
You know, the tree, they know it's beautiful. They know there's wood in there, and they want to see someone do something with that. And I have a root back at the shop. It's it's about a 60-year-old live oak tree. And this was in Georgetown, just up the road a bit up above Mount Pleasant. And they had found me online, and she said, this root's too beautiful. I just want to see if someone can do something with it. Now, truthfully, this root was it was far too big for me to do anything with. But I was out there, so I wanted to take it back. So it tested the limits of my trailer and winch, certainly. But while it's maybe too big for a dining room table on its own, there's parts of it that will be used.
That's cool. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask, what's the process that root table? Like, it's dirty, it's holding moisture.
Sure.
How do you make it into a finished product?
Well, the first part is the dirt part. Dirt, and luckily, actually, and down here, being more coastal, the dirt is sandy, whereas inland more or up north in Pennsylvania, you could find clay, and the clay is much more difficult to get out of the roots. But down here, with the sandy soil, you'd get the root out, and you would pick with, I use a crowbar almost in the beginning, and just start to pick out any large chunks of dirt and stones, especially. And just clear out as much as I can with that before I go in with the high-pressure sprayer. Because the high-pressure sprayer won't clear out everything. Sometimes it'll actually pack sand further into some crevices. So I want to get as much of that out of there as possible. Then you high-pressure spray the whole thing. And then you start peeling bark off. And I never would have thought I'd become a master bark remover of trees. It's really, but they're all trees have different barks. They all work in different ways. Some stick on there much more than others. Some fall off easier when they dry. Some adhere more when they dry. But that is ideal. You want to get the bark off so that the tree itself can start to dry, because that is one of the main processes is allowing that to basically stabilize so that once it's
you dry it in a kiln, or you just let it dry naturally?
I will let it dry outside as long as possible. And some of these have been drying for years. And depending on the structure to it, some are very solid, and I'll have to, how do I say it? They're all solid, but some have more arms that are coming out. It's not as much a solid core, but there's more arms reaching out, holding up the glass. Those are thinner, they dry faster. Areas that are, or stumps that are more the solid core, I will actually hollow in from the bottom a little bit to allow air to get in and help dry thoroughly. But after outside for as long as possible, I'll bring it into a drying room where I have a heater and a dehumidifier running, and that'll bring it down to a stable moisture content.
Gotcha. Well, that's awesome. Well, I hope we've piqued the interest of a few of our listeners today, and you definitely want to write down this contact information, if not for, for now, but for the future. How can folks reach Moyer Woodworking?
Sure. Well, the website is moyerwoodworking.com, and on there I have all of my contact information, but my phone number I'll tell you right now is 717-507-5542, and anyone can call me or text me at any point. I love a phone call, especially if there's, you know, a lot to discuss, just to toss some ideas around. I love that. But my email's on there as well, which is isaac@moyerwoodworking.com.
And Moyer is M-O-Y-E-R.
It is.
All right,
even
great.
For myself, I seem to mumble that.
No, you're fine. Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Isaac Moyer with Moyer Woodworking. Thanks so much, Isaac.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Surfacing Incorporated. They are located at 7645 South Railroad in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Connor Burnham with Closets by Design. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Connor, take a moment, tell everybody about Closets by Design.
Closets by Design is a custom storage solutions company. So we do custom closets, garage units, really anything. If you need storage in your home, we can help you take care of that and store all your junk and, you know, get organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's interesting when you put it that way. You know, you can say, I want to get a new closet, but what that really translates to is I want to make my life easier. I want to get my life organized.
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of people, when they give us a call, you know, they're sick of their clothes being on the floor, not have enough room for their clothes or, you know, their boxes, and they want us to give them a solution, which we do. And it offers them an opportunity to really get organized because we take wire shelving and create maximum, you know, capacity of a closet just with our base design. So people are amazed at how functional it really is.
Mm-hmm. What's the first step in determining what type of closets a customer may want?
Well, it's really determined by their personal preference. You know, they want what they want, and we'll suggest ideas, but we really try to listen to the customer and, you know, while offering ideas that complement what they need. You know, whether it be accessories or heights of units, working around weird areas, which we get sometimes, we'll offer a whole lot of different solutions for them.
Mm-hmm. Some folks don't always have that. That's the space for that huge walk-in closet that mm-hmm. you see in some of the ads, Closets by Design ads. And what if they have smaller spaces?
Smaller spaces, we work. You know, it could be, you know, as high as my knee. You know, we could do something as small as that and go to the scale of, you know, turning an entire house into a closet if you need that. But, you know, we work with all spaces, all budgets. So people think custom and they think expensive. That's not always the case. So we will work with your budget.
Gotcha. What kinds of trends are you seeing in closets in 2020?
In 2020, you know, probably lighting, you know, trying to illuminate the closet a little bit more than just your typical, you know, fixture up top. You know, with strip lighting, puck lighting, bar lights for the rods. Also, accessories are really popular nowadays, so to make it as functional as possible, you can have your pull-out baskets, incorporating drawers into the closet so you have your wardrobe right there, because, you know, you're changing in your closet most of the time. You don't want to have to walk out and grab clothes out of a dresser and then back into your closet. You want it all right there. It's a place to de-stress, where it's where you start and end your day, so you want it to be comfortable so that you can, you know, get in and out and, you know, start your day and end your day on a happy note.
You know, the name of your company is Closets by Design. We're talking about closets, but there are other parts of the home where Closets by Design can help folks to organize. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. So now we don't just do closets. We do garage units, like I said. We do Murphy beds. We do offices.
What's a
Murphy bed? Murphy beds. It's a wall bed, so to speak, that you can fold up and down, incorporate an office into it, or a wall unit, or an entertainment center, you know, for your guests to sleep somewhere, because you want them to come over, but you don't want them to stay, so you can just fold it right back up, and then maybe use the other space connected to it for, like I said, an entertainment center or something like that. But we also do craft rooms, laundry rooms, pantries, really anywhere that you need a little bit more organization and a little bit more functionality, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might have a home office, for example, and that used to be in maybe a few years ago, that maybe was a spare bedroom.
Right.
And so rather than devote an entire spare bedroom to for guests that only visit once or twice a year, you could have that Murphy bed in that home office and pull it down when it's in, when you need it, and then pull it right back up when guests leave.
Exactly. Yeah, but it offers a lot of, you know, functionality because people devote an entire room to a guest and not use it for 80-90% of the year, at the very least, really, and then they won't really use it for much else, so they can incorporate an office in
That's
there.
That's it. You know, you mentioned those wire shelves and, you
those
know,
nasty things.
Well, a lot of they call them volume builders, the national builders that build in one neighborhood. Oftentimes they're putting in those wire shelves.
Yep.
And people, they put their clothes on them. And my wife always asks me about the, if something's been hung, she says you've got wings or on where the hangers, you know,
yep,
make that little mark. But if you've got the wire shelves, those leave marks in your clothes, and it drives people crazy. Right.
Right. Yeah. If there's too many clothes on the wire shelves, you know, sometimes they can collapse because they're wall based. Our units are floor based. And yeah, if they're pushed up against those wires, you know, they'll leave imprints sometimes. People don't like that. You know, it's wire shelving is fine. Of course, you know, that's our main business. That we replace is people wanting to get rid of them because it's just not enough.
And that's exactly what you'll find oftentimes in the big box stores. So if
right.
somebody is listening to this interview and they're thinking, yeah, I need a closet, I need to redo my closet, but I'm going to go to the big box store. You don't want to replace, you don't want to do this yourself. Talk about that a little bit.
So I guess us compared to a big box store, we're a family run company. We take a lot of pride in our work. You know, we really embrace, you know, a customer for life mantra and want to be involved in the customer's process and getting organized. So we really do care. We offer a lifetime warranty on our product. We're extremely proud to offer that because we are very proud of our product. We're, you know, we want that product in their home so we can offer that lifetime warranty. We also, like I was saying earlier, you know, there's a lot of different spaces in a closet or in a garage or anything like that we can get involved in. Big box stores may not necessarily have those spaces that we can incorporate in there. But yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, I know it's going to add value, but how much more value will having some nice custom closets in your house add to? It could be the thing that will sell the house. If you're, you know, at some point you end up putting your house up for sale.
Yeah.
The husband and wife are walking through and they look at that custom closet that Closets by Design has done, and that could end up selling your property right there.
Exactly. It offers extreme resale value. It's a high quality unit that we manufacture right here in Charleston. It's all custom cut to the specs of your of your house, and that goes along with, you know, a big box store. You know, they may not necessarily be able to custom cut and manufacture if things go wrong, which sometimes they do. It's a construction site. Mm-hmm. We are able to address that on the spot that day. Maybe not necessarily send a crew that day, but we'll be waiting. We'll set up a service, and we'll be able to address it very timely, unlike big box stores.
And you kind of touched on this before. There might be some odd angles in your house, some spaces that maybe you may not be able to tackle that on your own, but you can never have enough storage space in your house. And Closets by Design, a homeowner could show you a small space or one of those weird spaces like underneath the stairs or something, right, and say, and you folks can create the storage space for those folks.
Exactly. Yeah, we've had people, you know, personally, I've been out to a customer's home where they wanted to incorporate sliding, you know, shelving units on casters being wheels under a slanted staircase area, which meant custom cutting panels into like triangles, you know, trapezoid kind of style panels, and having them slide out very, you know, secure in that area, which is, it was a challenge, but we can do that stuff. You know, we can incorporate these units into very tight and odd spaces. You know, if you've got a room that's not necessarily square, we'll come up with ideas for that space, so that you're not losing space.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. We're almost out of time, but does Closets by Design offer any kind of warranty on?
Yeah. I mentioned it earlier. We offer a lifetime warranty. We're extremely proud of that. Because we have such a great product and a great team around us, we're confident that our product will give our customers what they need, and that's organization and function in all of their spaces.
And if they have a problem, they can just pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. Our number is 843-225-6725. You know, we'd be willing to take any calls. We're always looking for customers, and you know, we love our customers, so we'll take pride in them.
Cool. How about a website?
A website. You can go to closetsbydesign.com. Our Facebook page is closetsbydesign/coastalsouthcarolina. You know, and we also are on Instagram at closetsbydesigncoastalsc. So they can follow us, they can comment, they can see all of our great work, before and after pictures. So all that's available online to them.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. We have been talking with Connor Burnham with Closets by Design. Thanks so much, Connor.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Surfacing Incorporated. They're located at 7645 South Rail Road in North Charleston, right off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. How you doing, Sean?
Hey, good and yourself, Tim. Thanks for having me on the show today. Appreciate it.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Spa Company.
Well, Carolina Spa Company is a family-owned business right in the heart of Mount Pleasant. We located at 1145 South Carolina Highway 41. We Suite A. We're right next to Low Country Mulch, right behind Sonic in that general area. We are an exclusive dealership to Coast Spas. We sell hot tubs and swim spas. Coast Spas manufacture out of Vancouver, Canada. And we're the Low Country specialists in that exact brand and in swim spas itself.
What's a swim spa?
So a swim spa is an all-in-one aquatic paradise for your backyard, to entertain guests, to exercise, to enjoy all year round. We manufacture swim spas and sell swim spas from the size of 13 feet, 14 feet, 16 feet, 17 feet, and 21 feet. 21 foot is the largest swim spa manufactured in the world. It's one of those exclusive features of Coast. A swim spa is an exercise pool as well. So it's a large body of water holding up to anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 gallons. You've got river jets that push out a current that you can swim and exercise against. At the back of the spa, you've also got seats like a hot tub with various jets with different massage functions. And you also have it heated so you can use it all year round. Yes, it's a short winter, but it does get cold down here in Charleston, so it's always nice to have a little warmth in the water. You get that hydrotherapy from those water and those jets. There's also aromatherapy options. There's many different options to a swim spa. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned several different those are the lengths of the swim spa, yes. Right? How wide is a typical swim spa?
The swim spa is 90 inches, so it's basically just shy of 8 feet wide. And you have different heights, but majority is around 5.5 to 6 feet tall. Okay. The tub itself, the depth is between 4.5 to 5.5 feet, depending on the length that you have.
And does it go in the ground or is it above ground?
It's an above ground situation. However, we can build them into a deck, which a lot of people end up doing. And we can also put them in ground. You just need to maintain an air gap around the spa for it to maintain that airflow so that it can breathe to keep that cavity dry and moisture free.
Have you ever had any customers who ask you to install one of these swim spas inside a house?
Unfortunately not. That would be a very difficult situation due to the house already being built. However, if it was, say, recommended by an architect or a custom home builder prior to the house being built, then absolutely we could get this into the ground, onto the foundation of the tub, and they can build around it with pleasure. That can be done. We have built them in outdoor entertainment areas surrounded by screened-in porches as well as pergolas and things like that that can go around the tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're 90 inches wide, and the smallest one
is a 13-foot swim spa.
Okay. Yeah.
The most commonly bought one is a 14-foot. It's a very easy length to fit into most spaces. However, if you are in an open area, so in areas like John's Island, Arwindar, these places with a lot of land, a lot of space, people tend to go for the largest one, and that's the 21-foot swim spa, because you get the most bang for your buck, mm-hmm. as well as the most space in a swimming pool area. We've had a recent client that had a estimate for a swimming pool that was largely expensive. They decided to look into a swim spa because they actually weren't allowed to build a swimming pool because of the actual tidal floodplains encroaching on the marsh, these rules and regulations we have here in the Charleston area. So he decided to come and get a swim spa from us, ended up saving a bunch of money and getting a much more, say, how do you call it, a all-in-one piece of equipment mm-hmm. that's built in and delivered within 1 week.
Hmm. Interesting. What's the swim spa made of? What kind of material?
So Coast Swim Spas is one of the only manufacturers in the industry, one of two, that is ISO approved. ISO manufacturing standards basically means, in layman's terms, that Coast cannot cut corners. So with our actual manufacturing protocol, we manufacture the actual shells of the hot tubs using 12 layers of Owen Corning fiberglass, 1.25-inch angled iron reinforced steel, and 2 layers of hand-rolled acrylic. It's the only manufacturer in the industry that does this, and it is also the only manufacturer that guarantees that shell and the structural integrity for a lifetime.
Hmm. What kind of maintenance is involved with a swim spa?
So very little maintenance is involved because it does have a commercial grade filtration system built in. So you only really need to rinse that filter once a month. You probably need to drain a swim spa around once a year to maybe twice a year, depending on usage. And your standard chemical, balancing your pHs, your alkalinities, making sure the water hardness is correct. However, the systems that we use for the chemical balancing tend to maintain themselves to a certain extent. You may be just testing your water once a week to make sure that the pH levels are good. And other than that, you know, just like they say in the South, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So mm-hmm. if the water clarity is good and everything's working, let it be.
Gotcha. Do the swim spas from Carolina Spa Company, do they come with a cover?
Yes.
Do you usually keep them covered?
We do. So the covers themselves are thermal lock covers. The reason for this is you do have a heated body of water. If you didn't have a cover, you would have a lot of evaporation. Sorry, excuse me. You would have a lot of evaporation. And with that being said, you'd have to constantly top it up. So with the covers, it locks in the heat, maintains the temperature, and keeps that water level constant. The covers come free with the hot tub itself. The hot tubs also come free with cover lifters, mm-hmm. ground level installation, and your first month's chemical kit included in the actual cost of the spa.
In the summertime, do you have to run the heat on these
no.
swim spas?
No. On the Coast Swim Spa range, you are allowed to turn the heaters either off or all the way down so that they don't kick on when the tub goes below a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are in Charleston. We do have a very hot, humid summer. Temperatures can get into the hundreds and 110s. So we recommend people propping open their covers to let a little evaporation happen, allow for some heat to escape. in case, because you do have a body of water, just like if you left a bucket of water in the sun, it's going to warm up. If you leave a swim spa in the sun, over time, it will warm up. So there are methods and ways to cool down the spa. You can do a quarter drain, top it off with some fresh hose water. I've even had clients throw a couple 20-pound bags of ice in their tubs, and within a few minutes, it's chilled and ready to rock and roll for a summer's day.
Do you have to have the jets turned on that you would normally use if you were swimming in place, or can you turn those off and use it as a swimming pool?
Understood. Good question. The jets themselves can be turned on and off. So you do have three pumps in a swim spa, one dedicated directly for the river jets. So you can turn those on individually if you would like to actually swim and train in the spa. You then have the massage jets and the actual hydrotherapy jets in the spa section that can also be turned on and off, as well as diverters to divert the water from one seat to the next. So you can have one person with the jets on and one person without. And every single individual jet can either be turned on and off with a simple counterclockwise or clockwise action.
And I've seen the, I guess you refer to them as river jets. Is that current really so strong that you can swim in place?
Absolutely. So there tends to be two speeds. There's a relaxed, casual swimming speed that you can really stick to it at about a 5, 10, 15 minute swim. And then there's also an extended speed that's a high speed swim. And that's really a good 1 minute, 2 minute sprint. I've personally been in these spas. I've personally used them and exercised in them myself. And that is a damn good workout. Let's put it that way. Especially with the row bars and the exercise bands as well, you can perform a full body workout within 30 minutes in these tubs. And you're in a relaxed, comfortable environment in your back of your house, in your backyard, little paradise. So.
Does anybody ever ask, can I surf on
the? Unfortunately not. The current is not that much. I would have loved that to happen, but it's not a standing wave. It is a swim spa.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Spa Company?
We're all on all the different social media networks, the Facebooks, the Twitters, our Twitter handles and our Facebook handles and our Instagram. It's all at Carolina Spa Company. Our website is carolinasparcompany.com. You can find all the information about that, as well as get linked directly to the Coast Spas website, where you can actually build your own hot tub from start to finish, your own swim spa from start to finish, choosing the different cabinetries, choosing the different finishes for the tubs, and all the different bells and whistles that you would like to add on to that. That will then get sent directly to us, and we can act on that by ordering that spa for you. There's also our telephone number where you can reach us directly. Our business hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that is at 843-936-3196. 843-936-3196. Alternatively, you can email us at sales@carolinasparcompany.com or me personally, Sean, spelled S-E-A-N, @carolinasparcompany.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. Thanks so much, Sean.
Appreciate that, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.